Core Scientific Q2 revenue doubles to 164 Mwamin on AI compute. Core Scientific reported second quarter revenue of $164.2 million, more than double the figure from the same period a year earlier, according to figures shared by CoinMarketCap on July 29, 2026. The growth came less from mining Bitcoin and more from renting out data center capacity to artificial intelligence and high-performance computing tenants. The result puts a number on a shift that has been underway across the Bitcoin mining sector for more than a year. Companies that built out cheap power and cooling to run mining rigs are discovering that the same infrastructure is worth more when it hosts AI workloads. The colocation business is carrying the quarter. Core Scientific's revenue jump was driven by its AI and HPC colocation operations, which lease space, power, and cooling to customers running compute-intensive applications. This is a different economic model from mining. Instead of earning block rewards that rise and fall with the Bitcoin price and network difficulty, the company collects contracted payments from tenants on multi-year terms. That distinction matters for how investors read the number. Mining revenue is volatile because it tracks the Bitcoin price, which sat at $63,920 as of July 29, 2026, down 3.5% over the prior 7 days, according to CoinMarketCap market data. Colocation revenue is steadier. A miner that can replace a chunk of price-sensitive block rewards with contracted data center income has a more predictable top line. Miners are becoming AI landlords. Bitcoin mining and AI training share a core requirement: large amounts of electricity delivered to dense racks of hardware that generate enormous heat. Mining companies spent years securing power purchase agreements, building substations, and designing cooling systems. That footprint is expensive to replicate, and AI operators short on data center capacity have been willing to pay for access to it. The April 2024 Bitcoin halving sharpened the incentive. Halvings cut the block reward in half, squeezing mining margins and pushing operators to look for revenue that does not depend on issuance. For a firm with power and real estate already in place, converting or dedicating capacity to AI colocation is one of the faster paths to higher value revenue per megawatt. Core Scientific is not alone in this. Several large public miners have signed or expanded HPC hosting deals over the past 2 years, and the market has generally rewarded the ones that show colocation traction. The Q2 figure is evidence that, for Core Scientific, the strategy is translating into reported revenue rather than remaining a slide in an investor deck. The trade-offs behind the pivot leaning into AI colocation is not free of risk. Converting mining sites to HPC-grade hosting requires capital for higher density cooling, redundant power, and network connectivity that AI tenants demand. Those upgrades take time and money before they produce contracted revenue. There's also concentration risk. Colocation revenue that leans on a small number of large tenants can be strong until a contract lapses or a customer renegotiates. Contracted income is more predictable than block rewards, but it is only as durable as the counterparties signing the leases, and the pivot narrows a firm's identity. A company that reallocates capacity to AI hosting mines less Bitcoin, which means less upside if the Bitcoin price runs. Investors who bought a miner for direct exposure to Bitcoin get something closer to a data center operator instead. That is a feature for some shareholders and a drawback for others. The read-through for the sector Core Scientific's quarter is one more data point in the reclassification of Bitcoin miners as compute infrastructure companies. The energy, land, and cooling that once justified a mining thesis now underwrite an AI hosting thesis, and the revenue mix is starting to reflect it. For anyone tracking crypto-adjacent equities, the signal is that the most durable growth in this corner of the market is coming from selling compute capacity, not from the coins themselves. The Bitcoin price still matters to these companies, but a doubling of revenue on the back of colocation shows the growth story has moved partway off the price chart.